Charlie Behrens, we're back with another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast. How you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling great, Miles. My pleasure. Yes,
and we are yet again here at Matt's Bar here in Minneapolis on Cedar Ave. A little Juicy Lucy action.
Home of the Juicy Lucy.
Yeah, after this podcast, I'm getting a Juicy Lucy.
Good for you, man.
How you feeling today, Charlie?
Juicy might knock something loosey inside of you, if you know what I mean. but listen, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling great. You know, summer is underway. Not whey protein. A little protein humor for you, Miles. Hey, boys. It's been good, man. It's been good. I've been doing some fishing. Loved fishing. You're still laughing at that joke. I'm a real good comedian, I tell you that. On tour this fall, folks. We'll take this opportunity to say charliebehrens.com. You can get all your tour tickets. Got my book up there, Midwest Survival Guide. The whole deal. Oh, boy. What's cooking? Good looking, huh?
I'm just chilling. Chilling.
Miles, when are you going to shave the beard?
Hasn't it been long enough?
We get it. You can grow facial hair. You know? When are you going to make it more interesting? Where are you going to go with the guy chops? When's a good time to go full mustache for you, huh?
I mean, the last time I went full mustache, probably college.
Why don't you do
Anne's
it again?
Anne's never seen me without facial hair.
What if you shave and she's like, I have second thoughts?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I can't believe you've been holding out on me. Probably what she would say.
As soon as you shave.
Want to get married again? Is I think what she would say.
Do you look good without a beard?
I mean, I just got like 8 more chins under here, you know? Uh-huh. That's part of it.
I just want to see you just that full month. You should think of a new thing. A new facial hair trend. You should get it. I should get it. So what I'm thinking we get is take the mustache all the way around so it's just an O. We get an O. We shave everything.
The Cheerio. Then you can say Cheerio.
Cheerio. You know, it's right by your mouth. You're just always smiling. You got the big O. O, the O face. You know? Yeah.
That's not what you think it is.
No, it's not. Just the old face. What if we did it, dude? What if we did it? Would you do it if I did it?
No.
Come on.
No, dude.
What if I do it and everyone and like I get on the cover of like Vanity Fair or something?
That is like what they would do, though, right? I mean, that's what high fashion's all about. Just how dumb can you look?
Yeah,
the dumber you look, the cooler it is.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if that would catch on, but honestly,
I would maybe do mutton chops with you.
Mutton chops. But mutton chops have been done. They've been done. I want to do something facially that hasn't ever been done before.
Oh, my God.
What do you think? What? Like, let's get creative facially, Miles. You and me. Come on. I want to.
What are you thinking? Is it like
I told you?
Full face, just part of the face.
It could be
anything. Region.
Let's get wild and crazy with it. I'm thinking old face. That's my idea. I'm waiting to hear yours.
Well, what I could do is so I could let my because I shave on my cheekbones here. It grows up like damn
grows
near
up
into
to your
my
eyes.
Eyes.
Yeah,
I could let that grow in and then shave. So then it's like that is connected to my mustache. So it's just straight across.
Straight.
So shave everything
stash underneath
that and then have the stash. Most people have the stash go down. I have this grow straight across into my hair.
Kind of like a clown.
And, you know what? It would be like the, you know, you've seen someone on an oxygen tank and they have the thing go up over their ears and then into their nose.
That could be good.
It could be the O2 tank.
Nice.
We call it.
Well, and that
could breathing tube is what it's called. It could be the breathing tube.
The breathing tube. So we got the breathing tube, the O face. And then finally, I'm going to throw out the Joker. So we just cut a smile out of our beards.
you either cut it out or you shave everything but like a scar looking thing.
Yeah, we call that the why so serious.
Mm-hmm.
Why so serious?
I think I should do the breathing tube and you should do the why so serious.
Okay. I can't do the breathing tube. I'm looking at that hairline right now.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm volunteering.
Okay, let's do it.
You, this was your idea.
No, it's my idea. I'm all on board. I'm doing it. You go first and I will do it.
Okay. Yeah. I will go as soon as you go.
And that's not what you go first. And I'll
do
go
it first.
Means.
Secondly, is what okay. I will do.
Well, first, before we do that, I think we have another grand episode of the Bellied Up podcast to get to. Do you think we should take some callers?
Are you ready?
Emotionally speaking or mentally speaking?
Either one.
Physically, I'm very ready.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Where are you at emotionally?
It's a complicated question to ask in these troubled times, Miles. It's a complicated question. Tough to say in these troubled times.
Are you deflecting and avoiding?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll save that for when we go to therapy.
All right. When is that, by the way? Miles,
this is what we talked about last session. You got to keep things schedule-wise.
Guys, couples therapy is great, not just for couples, but also for work.
A couple of guys.
yeah. Good deal.
We're on it today.
We are just banging. All right. Let's get to the...
Just a couple of guys banging at therapy all day.
Let's get to another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast. Welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, this is Ryan from Massachusetts.
Ryan from Massachusetts. How you doing, Ryan?
How do you spell Massachusetts, Ryan?
M-A-S-S-A-C-H-U-S-E-T-T-S.
Okay.
We sang a song about it in like fifth grade.
I like that.
Definitely from Massachusetts.
He passed the test?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? It sounds like you're driving in the car.
I am. I'm driving up in Maine along the coast. I go to school up here.
That's okay. Cool. What school?
University of Maine. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Orono.
That was going to be my guess.
Yeah.
Well,
go Bobcats. Why don't you belly up to the bar and tell us what's on your mind?
Well, that's funny. I'd love to belly up, but unfortunately, I don't got the belly to belly up to. I had my stomach taken out a few years ago, so that actually leads me to why I called. No, it is funny. It's okay to laugh.
Miles definitely laughed. Miles.
That's a great bit. I can't belly up because I have no stomach, quite literally.
So,
no, that's great.
How'd you lose? Okay.
Backstory.
Okay. I always start asking a question and then Miles will back me off of it and say, okay, hold on. Wait, actually, that was a good question, you know? Miles and I have our own issues we're working through.
Let's focus on the stomach.
Sorry. I have attention Dungeons and Dragons.
We've been doing this for like three straight days, and it's like one of those things where when you and your siblings spend too much time together in the car, you end up fighting.
No, that's
by the
not
end of
true,
it.
Miles. I love you, you son of a gun. Miles kicked me in the pecker when I was trying to get the front seat yesterday, so I'm holding a little grudge against him today. So,
that's
all right.
Okay. It's understandable.
We are talking about your stomach.
No, he doesn't have a stomach.
Well, okay. See?
Yeah, lack thereof, I guess.
Look, there's a funny guy. So give us the backstory. What happened?
So it was actually from cancer. Yeah, it was either lose the stomach or... the alternative, so I figured I'd take the better of the two options.
Yeah, I think that was probably smart. So first question I have for you, where does it all go?
You guys ever play Chutes and Ladders as a kid?
Sure.
You know the game, like the board game?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, it's like a bad version of that. It's just like a straight shot all the way down from your mouth down to the gullet. That's kind of it.
Wow. That's it.
So how do you digest food though? Is kind of my question. Isn't the stomach break
like
stuff
chew
down?
It does. I chew it really well, and if not, comes back up and try again.
Oh,
kind of how it goes. Yeah,
you baby bird yourself, kind of with that. What are some foods that you really can't eat?
Like really greasy stuff, like super oily processed foods, really sugary stuff. I don't get hungry at all.
Wow.
Whoa, I never thought of it.
Never feel hungry.
That actually crazy. Is mind-blowing.
Yeah, so is that where the feeling of hunger comes from, is the stomach?
An empty stomach.
An empty stomach.
Yeah, there's a nerve in there called the vagus nerve, and that's what gives you like the feeling of hunger.
Why don't we just all have the vagus nerve deactivated, and then we never feel hungry, and we can all stay lean and mean?
Well, then, like I have to remind myself to eat. If not, like when I first had it done, I'd go like a week without eating, just because I never felt hungry. I felt like really tired and everything. But
that is wild.
Wow. So
it's a hell of a weight loss program. If Weight Watchers isn't for you, this is the way to go.
So you got a good sense of humor about all this. Now, did you have that sense of humor like originally, or have you always been making jokes about this thing, or did that take a while to like come around to?
This is a thing that runs in the family. It's kind of like the gift that keeps on giving. My dad's pretty set for Christmas for a few years. But no, it's a genetic like predisposition to getting this cancer. So I had about 80% chance of getting it, and I was in like first grade when my dad had his done, and ever since then just kind of making jokes of it. Better to laugh about it than be fucking bummed out, you know?
Yeah. Right. Now
go ahead, sorry.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Miles.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So your dad going through that, did that make it easier for you to to do it, seeing him, or were you kind of terrified about always getting it and then you got it, like you know what I'm saying?
Well, like if things went south for him, I probably would have been a little concerned, but no, it all worked out pretty well, and I've had a few family members go through it, and they've all been great. My aunt's a nutritionist, so she's all on board about the whole diet and making sure we're eating right and everything. So I think if I didn't have any of that, it would have been tough.
So this truly is a family affair.
It is truly a family affair. When we get together for Thanksgiving, it's like pretty cheap. We're all fighting over the last crumb. It's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. They're like, yeah, what do you guys do? You just do a normal meal, or you guys are like, all right, everyone, we're going to split a turkey leg between 10 of us?
Well, it's tough. Like, we'll be like, oh, what do you guys want to eat? And 99% of us will be like, I don't know. I'm not really that hungry at all. I don't really know what I want to eat. So it's tough. It usually comes down to the one of us that doesn't have it that has to make the decision. But
man,
other than that, it's good. It's a good bonding experience, you know?
I think that like that would be the hardest thing to stomach, is not being able to eat Thanksgiving dinner like he used to.
You should see the grin on his face. He's so proud of himself for getting in the hardest thing to stomach in this deal.
I expected a little bit more, but that's all right.
Okay.
Found it. Yeah, you found it.
Okay. I guess this is good. I could have
said a pretty mean thing, but no, I'll hold back.
You're telling me I got the more stomach to go around, is what you're saying?
No. If you know it's ever tough getting up into the stool or anything like that, or if your pants are getting too tight, call up your doctor, see if he can get you on board with this thing. It's a good deal. It's a good party trick when you pull it out.
I think it's gut check time for me here.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Been there, done that. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
So does it like the surgery and all that process, do you have a big scar from it, or is it like, I mean, it's fairly invasive surgery, but have they figured out how to do it without like as much scarring or something?
So now they just like put a couple holes in you, put a vacuum in and suck it out essentially. But I've got one that's maybe like 10 inches long. It ends at my belly button, goes up to like my sternum. So yeah, my dad's is like maybe 14 inches long. You know, it's funny when he went in to have it done before the surgeon came in, the surgeon's like this super serious doctor. He's got all the interns coming in and everything, right? So my dad's sitting in the hospital bed before they take him in. And he asked the nurse, like, hey, you got a Sharpie or anything? Like how they mark out where they're going to cut. Nurse brings him something in.
And he's like, oh, great. So what he does is he draws a little tic-tac-toe board right on his stomach. And the and he makes the last move, like right where they're going to cut. Right, your move, doc. And the doctor comes back in with all his interns and everything. And again, super serious. And the guy's like, oh, that's not really that funny. My dad's like, I'm going to laugh about it. It's not that big a deal. So yeah, we've always tried to make light of the situation.
Tic-tac-toe on the deal. Yeah. What are your best stomach jokes?
One time someone asked me, they're like, how do you eat? I was like, well, sometimes I'll lift up my shirt and I'll pull the zipper down, just put it right in, zip it back up and jump around and see what happens, you know? Yeah, it's pretty good. It's nice. It's a good trick getting out when you're pulled over. The cop ever pulls you over, you just, oh my God, I got to get to the doctor's. I just had this lift up the shirt and he sees the scar. Oh God, no worries. And usually works out pretty well.
How does the drinking, yeah. Are you able to drink with this or how does that work?
I am. Anything over maybe like 12% is really just not worth it. A lot more like cramps and pain than it is a good time. But otherwise, fucking cheap date. Like one beer, I'm good. And then 15 minutes, sober as a doornail. It's awesome.
Oh, wow. So one beer gives you 15 minutes of a buzz, kind of.
Yeah, give or take.
So do you get like a buzz quicker than normal people, but then it also goes away faster?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
Now, what is this type of cancer called?
Hereditary diffuse gastric cancer.
Ah, they didn't make it easy on you to remember that one, huh?
What's the acronym?
No, it didn't. But, you know, years of practice, what can I say?
Yeah. Yeah, is it, now, the scar that you have, is it like, you know, you have it. Is it kind of like a cool-looking scar? Or are you like, do you like the scar? Or you kind of wish it wasn't there?
I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. Might as well get used to it. It's not like I can change it, but yeah, it's all right. It's nice. It makes me look kind of like I got abs, even if I don't. So, Miles, these are really some good pros. You should look into this.
I mean, that's kind of what they do with gastric bypass surgery, don't they? They make your stomach really small.
Exactly.
I mean, bypass the stomach. Yeah.
Yep.
Huh. Well, I actually, now you say it, if you have any brochures or anything that I could take a look at, that would be great.
Yeah, I'll send some over to you guys. It was cool. They gave me a picture of my stomach when I took it out.
What did it look like?
I was like, hey, can I, like, I don't know how to describe it. Kind of like wrinkly, like, I don't know. I can send you guys a picture if you're that into it. But
yeah
it's kind of just laid out and kind of like a brain, how it's wrinkly on the top. That's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah,
kind of like brain.
Yeah.
Well, brain in the tummy. Well, that now, tummy, yeah. Do you have any, you know, doing sports and working out and all that sort of stuff? Is that sort of a tough thing for you, or is that not really affected?
No, not really affected. I mean, it's a little tougher. I got to eat smaller meals more frequently throughout the day. And like, I'm not absorbing a ton of the nutrients and protein and all the important shit. But to begin with, I don't really work out anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
So you said you aren't absorbing like protein and fats and carbs and all, like,
yeah, correct.
So how does your body get the nutrients then if it's not absorbing it from the food you got to take?
I'll be honest. I got no idea. That part they kind of didn't explain too well, and I just kind of eat and hope for the best, and I'm still here, so something's got to be working, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so you're probably getting something, maybe just not the full thing, or...
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, like edibles, for example, don't work.
Edibles don't work on you?
Not absorbing anything.
Oh.
Yep.
What about... But smoking marijuana works.
Yeah. Yeah, that works. Oh. That definitely works. That makes me feel hungry.
There we go.
We got it.
Well, thanks for calling in and being a good sport.
One last thing before you go. If someone out there like has this disease, maybe they're about to go through what you went through, do you have any advice for them?
Make sure you eat all the shit you want to eat before it happens. Have a really good like last meal because you'll regret it after the fact.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, just go into it hoping for the best.
All right.
I appreciate you guys listening to it and taking the call, you know?
Yeah. Hey, we really appreciate you. Good luck with it and good luck to your family and any of those who, you know, may have this coming up on their sort of horizon. And we wish you all the very best and thanks for sharing.
And we appreciate his good attitude about it, too.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
And we'll work on our stomach jokes, okay? We didn't come prepared for this.
I backed off a little, you know. I apologize for being, for, you
it's
know.
It's all right. They were tough. They were tough for me to get down, but what are you going to do? Not the first time.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you guys enjoy the rest of your afternoon, huh?
You too. Watch out for deer up there in Maine. Okay, they're running around.
Those big moose you gotta watch out for.
Oh yeah, that too. You drive right under them, I hear.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks again.
See you, man.
Bye bye now.
Well, so I read the situation because he made a joke to begin with.
He made a joke right away.
I read the situation that he was gonna be. Well, one, he calls into our podcast. So I think he's heard me make some jokes like this.
Oh, I don't think he was offended.
And then, no, but I felt there was a little twinge of like, really, Miles?
Well, because...
And I was like, ah, crap. Now I got to pull off. I'm sorry. I had a whole host of them lined up that I decided to take, pull off.
Well, you know what? I misunderstood, or maybe one of us misunderstood, because my interpretation of that was, it wasn't that you were making a stomach joke. It's that it wasn't a good enough stomach joke.
Gut check time is a great joke. Are you kidding,
fellas? Jared, gut check wasn't the first one. Hard to stomach that. I think you went too obvious too early.
I know.
I like how you were ramping it up because you can't start with your banger. Then what are you going to close on?
But there was a little. I heard a little in his voice that like I'm not loving this, so I pulled back.
You pulled back.
I misread the situation at first. I pulled it back. And it was, yeah, I apologize for being a dick.
No, you weren't. I don't think you were a dick, Miles. I think.
I wanted to say that the stomach apparently just looks like a ball sack then. But I didn't.
Well, I'm glad you restrained yourself on this podcast from saying it.
Yeah,
you
know? I would never say that on this podcast.
No.
Especially not. Yeah. So,
your mother must be so proud.
She was probably thinking the same thing.
A ball sack does kind of look like a brain.
Yeah, that's why it's...
Is that why it's called?
That's why it's... Yeah.
I don't think that's why it's called. Because I think they're going for head and a brain is in the head.
No, I think it's exactly why it's called that.
Really? It's about... Well, that's enough sex talk on this podcast.
What? I just said...
Is it?
You're the one that brought up getting brain.
I didn't say getting brain.
You were thinking it.
I was definitely thinking of it.
In your brain.
Well, should we see who else we can offend out there?
Oh, God. Here we go.
Miles, I tell you what. Summer is here and Tippy Cow is here with me. You know why? Because it's the best summer concoction this side of the Mississippi. And dare I say, the other side. You just... pull out a glass and pour a little bit of this stuff over ice since it's cold and then just suck it down and feeling a little loose with the juice of the Tippy Cow. And these cows are from the greatest state in the world.
Wisconsin.
Yeah. Were you going to say North Dakota?
Yeah.
You almost said Northern Wisconsin, which is a state in and of its own. But yes, these cows, born and raised in Wisconsin, are the milk in the Tippy Cow. Make sure you support your local farmer. Support Tippy Cow. Tip it on back with the Tippy Cow.
You better be prepared to share, though, because Tippy Cow always draws a crowd.
Yeah. Did you just read the bottle?
No, I just thought of that right now.
I always knew you could read it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, back to the pod.
Hello. Who do we got?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, this is Joseph Ross.
Joseph. What's cooking, my guy? Belly on up to the bar with us.
God, I'd love to. Just got done with work. Heading down to a wedding here in a couple of hours, so the weekend has begun, let me tell you.
Yeah, your vibes are great.
Yeah, seriously. What day is today? It's Wednesday? You got a...
Heading to a wedding down in South Bend, Indiana.
South Bend, Indiana. Nice. Where are you driving from?
South Bend is that's where Notre Dame's at, right?
Yeah, Rudy.
It's also where the College Football Hall of Fame.
There's no.
Some sort of.
You would know, Miles, because you're in it, right? From your time in the
dark. Yeah, and maybe the not so College Football Hall of Fame.
That's the D3 Football Hall of Fame.
I was D2.
Oh, okay. All right. Could have fooled me.
But that's the way weddings are going these days. They're starting on Mondays with the pre-welcome dinner. Then they have a welcome dinner. Then they have a we're just settling in dinner. Then they have the pre-groom's dinner. Then they have the groom's dinner. Then they actually have the wedding dinner on Saturday. It's kind of how I see it going these days, Charlie. So.
Yeah, there's also the dinner after you do the rehearsal for the wedding, which nobody pays attention to and everybody forgets. So where are you driving there from?
So unfortunately, I'm not making the road trip. I'm actually flying in. I'm flying in from Portsmouth, Virginia. I'm in the Coast Guard, so I'm stationed here.
Ah.
You're in the Coast Guard.
Yeah, me and the boys are coming from all across the country, and we're combining one epic force. Lots of Bush lattes will be put down. So it'll be good.
You sounded excited, my guy. Good for you.
But everyone knows that feeling, though, when you're about to go embark on a trip where it's strictly just to have fun. Yeah. God, that sounds great.
That's fantastic.
So, what do you got on your mind?
Right now, we're coming up on summer season over here, right? And we're right by the beach. And me, I'm from Omaha, Nebraska. So, I don't know, still kind of getting to know the whole beach, go in the ocean kind of thing. And every time we go to the beach, I get made up fun of by all my friends. They say, Joseph, you look like a tourist. Stop doing that. You look like a tourist. You look like you're not from here. I go, guys, I'm not from here. We don't have a lot of beaches in Omaha, Nebraska, you know? So I'm just looking for some advice on how I can fit in a little better, you know, what Midwest things I can bring to the beach. What you think would fit in your guys' experience going to the beach, you've been there, what I can do to fit in or stand out, you know, let them know, hey, I'm from the Midwest. I'm not from around here.
Okay.
Well, a little input there.
First of all, I have been landlocked my entire life, so I'll do my best, but Charlie at least lives in Milwaukee on the lake, at least.
I'm on the West Coast.
But before we dive into it, I got to ask, how does someone from Omaha, Nebraska end up in the Coast Guard?
Well, I was at a college there, and I was looking at going to the Naval Academy and Coast Guard Academy. I didn't even know what the Coast Guard Academy was, and I was looking at all the pictures, and honestly, the Coast Guard just had some really sick pictures. And I said, you know what? That looks kind of fun. Yeah. I could probably do the beach. I'd seen the ocean twice in my whole life, and here I am.
That's how I thought it might have gone down.
And when you said you're looking like a tourist on the beach, what are you doing?
You know, I don't know. I go and I run, jump into the waves, swim back to shore. I'm just constantly sunburned. Usually got a good farmer's tan on me.
Yeah.
Hey, take your shirt off. We're at the beach. You're like, my shirt is off. So, Charlie, do you got any advice for him?
I like to talk to the people next to us, you know, that good hospitality. And all my friends look at me like, Joseph, we don't know them. You don't know them.
Yeah.
I say, but we could.
Yeah. You don't know them yet. You're just getting there. Well, I think the deal is you got to treat. Here's how you treat the ocean. I don't know how to set this up, but
say it again.
All right.
Yeah, you got it.
Here's how you got to treat the ocean as someone from the Midwest. You got to treat the ocean like a pontoon boat. Okay. I'm sure you got a friend who's got a pontoon boat somewhere. You come there with a cooler packed. Okay. You come there with the SPF rocking and rolling, and you make sure you find yourself some shade. Okay. All right. So those are the first ones off the top of the dome that are coming to me. All right. And do not go light on that sunscreen. All right. Especially if you look like you got a t-shirt on.
What's your preferred SPF, Charlie? Are you a 30 guy? You a 100 guy?
Thanks for asking. I should be a 100 guy. I'm usually a 50 kind of fella, and I'm reapplying. Okay. You want to get that waterproof stuff. All right. You know, Miles, what are you rocking when you
go to the
beach?
So I always start with 30, then I get burnt, then I got to ramp it up to 55 plus. You know, it's just one of those deals where I think I'm, you know, oh, this is going to be different. Suddenly my skin's going to be able to handle some sun. I only need 30.
Yeah.
And then it just turns out I got to go to 50 plus.
Start off big on your first day, be in the 50s minimum. Second day after your body is somewhat accustomed to it, you can do 30s, but you got to reapply quite a bit.
Okay.
The important thing to this, though, is bring a full cooler to the beach. That should smooth over any of your touristy tendencies.
Perfect. Good. I'll tell you what, I got a Yeti ready for it. We'll be good to go.
Yeah. How's the Coast Guard been? What's the craziest thing you've seen off the coast?
Coast Guard's been pretty great. Craziest thing. So we actually just got back from patrol, catching drug runners. They're running drugs on the ocean. You know, they got four outboards and just cruising along, 100 bales of cocaine. And wow. We actually bring a helicopter with us with a 50 cal in it. And they fly up on the boat and we say, hey, stop, with the Coast Guard. And usually they don't stop. And so we shoot out their engines with the 50 cal. And it's awesome to see.
So you guys are that good of a shot. You can shoot a couple engines out from the helicopter. I mean, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
They're in the Coast Guard.
Well, yeah. I know. I guess what was I expecting? Now, are you the guy gunning or are you flying the helicopter?
Unfortunately, I'm neither. I'm the engineer on the ship, so I'm down in the engine room making sure everything's running all right.
Got it. So,
okay, that's still pretty cool.
How do you get to be the guy who's talking to the dudes in the boat, who's announcing yourself, like, "Hey, we're the Coast Guard." Do you then say, "Hey, we're gonna shoot out your engines"? Do they know it's coming?
Yeah, we go over the intercom system. We're like, "Hey, we're the Coast Guard. Stop your vessel." And they don't stop per usual. And then they'll try and do evasive maneuvers and get away from us. But it's a helicopter. You're not going to get away from me. You know, I don't know.
Where are you going to go?
And then we'll take our machine. Exactly. Like we're above you. You're not going anywhere. Then we take the machine gun and we shoot some warning shots in front of them. They're going 30 knots. Or I said faster than that, 50 knots. And we're shooting machine gun shots in front of them, which is the universal warning sign. They're like, hey. Stop. If someone shoot in front of me, I would stop. Yeah. And then they still don't stop usually. So then we shoot their engines and then they say, oh, shoot, they're shooting at us. Okay, we'll stop now.
Do they end up jump overboard?
Usually at that point, the engines get blown to bits. Not usually. They do try and throw the drugs overboard thinking that, oh, if we don't have any drugs on board, we're not bad. But yeah.
Do they sink?
So. No, the drugs all float.
Well, why wouldn't it?
Sometimes we'll just be out in the ocean. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, why don't they just put some bricks attached to it so then they sink?
Yeah, they probably weren't planning on getting clipped.
So. You know, carry a case of bricks with you, too, just to help you sink the cocaine when you
So you shoot them up, they toss the coke overboard, and they've got just a bunch of cocaine bobbers out there.
Just a bunch of cocaine bobbers. But then the issue is, me being on the ship, we got to take that cocaine in as evidence. And so this cocaine, these bales of cocaine weigh 60 pounds each. So you got 60-pound bales of cocaine, and then they throw them in the water. So now they're soaking wet. So you're soaking wet. Usually this all happens at 2 a.m. too. So you're already a little grumpy because it's 2 a.m. Got woken up. You're lifting 60 pounds of cocaine that's soaking wet. So now you're soaking wet. And usually it'll have 50 on board. So you're lifting. I don't know that math, but 50, 60 pound bales. And then you'll get that. You'll be doing that for a week straight. So yeah, lots of late nights on the old open ocean out there.
Late nights with just pulling 60 pound bales of coke.
But I imagine you guys are pretty energetic on that boat, you know?
Everyone's buzzing pretty good. Let's just, yeah.
We get a lot of shit done, though. I tell you what.
Where are these boats typically coming from?
They're typically coming from South America.
And what kind of a boat are we talking about?
I don't know. They're 26 footers. They're called tangas. They're super low in the water, and they'll put like 3 or 4 outboards on them, and it'll be the 2 guys, the 4 outboard engines, barrels of cocaine, and then just barrels on barrels of diesel or gasoline, and they're just ripping through the water. We didn't have a helicopter a lot of times. Like, we're not going to catch them because they're way faster than what we have.
So how do you know that they got drugs? Like, how do you know?
The cocaine. You can see it. Like, it's just bales on bales of cocaine.
But so you basically just have people constantly watching for these types of boats is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. So we get intel. And then we'll like sit in a certain spot where we know what the classic running routes are. And then literally our lookout will be like, oh, we see one. Or we'll have a plane up with a camera and they'll see them. But it's really fun when the lookout spots them. It's like, oh, that guy's about to have a bad day.
That's the most Midwest way to announce a coke runner. Oh, see some coke.
Oh, we got a coke boat.
Yeah. Jeez Louise.
Okay. So... But you're saying that if Charlie Behrens and I took a trip down to, you know, maybe Colombia, South America, and we bought ourselves a nice little pontoon, and we threw the life jackets overboard, and we, you know, maybe filled the seats with some sort of substance,
uh-huh,
and started making
baking
our way,
powder, perhaps.
Yeah, baking powder, and we started making our way back up to the U.S. Would you think Charlie and I drinking beer, maybe I got my Tommy Bahama shirt on, Charlie's got his orange life jacket on, you see us come running through your route and channel on a pontoon, and we give you a big wave,
yeah,
and actually want to come over and chit chat, I actually think we would throw you guys off the scent pretty good.
Yeah, would you guys know that, or do you have like a coke sniffing alligator in the water?
I mean, I think we gladly have you over, you know, check you out. Make sure you got enough beer and enough sunscreen, and check out your bales and send you on your way, you know?
Okay. So a pontoon, Miles, if we took a pontoon from Colombia, do you know how long that journey would take? First of all,
that was the joke.
The ocean would topple us.
Yeah, we'd be done in 3 minutes.
Oh, that was your joke?
Yeah.
Oh, just got it. Super funny.
Well, you'd see the helicopter, but just for another reason. Probably after being at sea for like 5 days because you're lost. Yeah. You still get you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
So is a plane a better way to go for the drug runners?
Yeah. Honestly, plane. There you go. You got it.
Plane.
I've watched a lot of Narcos and Narcos Mexico on Netflix. I'm going to be honest. That show made it seem like the drug runners are winning right now.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about the war on drugs and the battle, the never ending battle with these guys? How do you feel about it?
I'm going to be honest. Yeah, they're definitely winning. We don't get all of it. I'll be honest. Absolutely not.
What? You guys aren't stopping all of the drugs coming into the U.S.?
I know.
That's part of the business plan, though. They just send a bunch over knowing that half of them will get caught, but then the other half pays for all of it. That's why coke's so expensive. Really, it's probably just us in America.
Just keep paying your taxes, and we'll keep doing our best. You know?
I like that. Yeah. I like that. Hey, they had us in the first half, but this second half is going to be different. You know,
so what? What do you think it is? Do you think who's more at fault, them bringing it over here or us demanding it here? Who's more at fault?
You know, it's a real issue of supply and demand. Without the supply, you don't have the demand. But or without the demand, you don't supply. But without the supply, you don't have the demand. You know, I don't know. Well, go back and forth.
Have you been diving into the evidence chamber on the boat? What was that all about?
Listen. Quality control. You know, we gotta make sure we got the right stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you are super excited for this wedding this weekend.
That's why he got invited.
He's not driving to South Bend. He's walking.
Yeah, because he said that airplanes are the best way to do it. Yeah. He would never go there by boat. No, he would never. So fast.
All about supply and demand. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, this has been great, man. Yeah. I'm excited I'm excited that you got a big wedding weekend. This has been very informational, actually. Mm-hmm. I've got 1,000 more questions, but we should probably let you go.
Yeah, we're looking at pontoons on this side of the horn right now. Yeah. I got a nice one with like seven.
Good, I'm glad.
We're going to need a lot of compartments, Charlie.
Yeah, this one's got 7 diesel engines.
I was going to say, make sure you can't see them from the air, you know, so make sure they're hidden, you know.
Do you know actually a great, and this is, you and the Coast Guard can take this and put it in your handbook, because I just thought of a great place to smuggle drugs on a boat. So you take, you know, if you got the coolers that have the big insulation foam ones.
Yeah, yeah.
You just cut that off. You take out all the insulation foam on the inside, not in the cooler, but in between the two walls of the cooler.
The Coke is your insulator.
It's the insulator.
Yeah.
And then you just patch it back up. And I bet that'd be a pretty good spot to smuggle it. So you guys can take that tip.
Yeah.
And make sure you're checking those coolers.
Yeah. Make sure on every boat you bring that alligator on and have them do the little swim around. Can alligators sniff out drugs?
That method was so 2019.
really
way beyond that one.
What's the craziest way you've seen someone hide coke?
Hide coke?
Yeah.
Underneath a bunch of, like, they were a fishing boat, and they had a fishing, like, it was full of ice and fish.
Yeah.
And it smelled horrible, and it just, we were like, oh, it's probably just a fishing boat. We can't find drugs anywhere. Like, we've been looking, but they're super suspicious. I don't know. Someone's going to have to go in there and check the fishing hold. And someone goes in there and they're digging through like 2 feet of fish and ice, and boom, drugs underneath.
Wow.
But it was disgusting. It was just so gross. Just like nasty fish, because fishing boats are not clean.
No.
Have you ever found them inside of the fish? You ever find them inside of the fish?
Yeah, they've done that. I personally haven't, but it's a method they use.
Yeah, that's where I would go next, I think, if you guys are onto my cooler trick. Not that I would ever do this.
There you go.
No.
Oh, of course not. No.
Yeah. All right,
man. All the drug runners listening to this podcast, there you go. You're giving them free advice right now.
They're listening to it, and then there's like, I got their list of ways they're going to smuggle it, and they're like, damn it. They've got to cross that one off the list now.
Yeah, we are the most listened to podcast by Colombian drug runners.
We're really popular in Colombia this month. What's going on with that?
Well, thanks for the intel there, fella, and hope you have a great wedding this weekend. Hopefully it lasts for the happy couple.
Guys.
Yeah. All right. Well,
so really appreciate it. This has been a dream of mine to be on this podcast.
Man. Hey, it's been a dream of ours to finally get you on this podcast.
No, actually, talking drug running is like, I love that whole world and figuring out what's going on with it. So this has been a dream for me.
That's why you wore a white t-shirt for this one.
Yeah. That was great. So I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, take care and enjoy the heck out of it. All right. Thank you for calling in.
Will do. Make sure you tell your folks that says hi.
All right. Watch out for deer down there in South Bend. We'll see you soon.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Well, Charlie, I think it was only a couple calls this episode, but those were some very, I think this might be our most interesting educational episode we've maybe ever done.
Very educational. I mean,
I think that we would have someone who didn't have a stomach and who is protecting our coast?
Yeah.
On today? No.
Our coast from the Cokes?
What'd you learn?
I learned how to hide drugs poorly. And I also learned, you know, fascinating on the stomach stuff, man. You know, it's in everyone out there listening. You know, you got to be grateful for what you got. You never know when it can go, you know. And that's for people with stomachs and people with boats.
And I would just love to be able to feel the sensation of not feeling hungry.
Really?
Every single minute of my day. Me and him are the complete opposite.
Yeah.
He never feels hungry, and I always feel hungry, you know?
Speaking of hungry, the Juicy Lucy.
Hey, quit. Quit it.
Okay.
Killing me. Sorry. You're killing me, Charlie.
Killing you. Killing you.
Well, Charlie, I think that was a good episode. What do you say?
Another one in the books, Miles. It's been a pleasure. Really has. You're one of my best buddies in this whole world. There's no one I'd rather be running coke with than you.
On a pontoon in the Atlantic.
All right, folks. Don't forget, tip your bartender.
Love you guys.
Bye.